Our next reader is Laura Day. She's a poet and teacher. A lifetime resident of the Pacific Northwest, Day studied creative writing at the University of Washington and the Institute of American Indian Arts. She is Eastern Shawnee. Her first book, Tributaries, won a 2016 American Book Award. In 2015, Day was a Made at Hugo House Fellow, so she's coming back, as Tree said, and a Jack Straw Fellow. And your second book is coming up. What is the name of your...
My second book is called Instruments of the True Measure, Beyond the Fall.
Yeah, Instruments of the True Measure. I'm waiting for it, so I luckily somehow managed to get a galley of it. So I'm excited about it. It's a beautiful book, so make sure you keep your eyes out for that. Day lives near Seattle with her husband and one of the cutest sons I've ever seen in my life. So welcome, Laura Day.
Thank you, Natalie, and thanks to my fellow readers tonight. I want to give a particular thank you to the Hugo House and the Poetry Foundation. Some of the poems I'll be reading tonight I actually wrote as a Hugo House fellow, so I appreciate being able to come read them tonight in this great company. Also, thanks everyone in the audience for spending your evening with us. We appreciate it. I'm going to read some of my new work tonight. And a lot of these poems are focused on the surveying and mapping of the American West. So some of the poems follow these two figures as they grapple with these consequences of measurement. Nationhood. I'm a citizen of two nations, Shawnee and American. I have one son who is a citizen of three. Before he was born, I learned that like all infants, he would need to experience a change of heart at birth in order to survive. When a baby successfully breathes in through the lungs, the heart changes from parallel flow to serial flow, and the shunt between the right and left atriums closes. Our new bodies obliterate old frontiers. North America is mistakenly called nascent. The Shawnee Nation is mistakenly called moribund. America established a mathematical beginning point in 1785 in what was then called the Northwest Territory. Before that, it was known in many languages as the Eastern Range of the Shawnee, Miami, and Huron homelands. I do not have the Shawnee words to describe this place. The notation that is available to me is 40 degrees, 38 minutes, 32.61 seconds north, 80 degrees, 31 minutes, 9.76 seconds west. Leviathan. In Westport, the small French cart of the Voyageurs earned the name Mule Killer. Once, Shawnee was the lingua franca up and down the Mississippi. Then Molassie became molasses. For the bringing of the horse, it is said much can be forgiven. Burn of Missouri whiskey and aching molars, lunatic fevers of cholera. Even those men, born astride, rare beast to share that weight on such fine and slender legs. Auction of the bonded. Perched on Kentucky's ragged edge, crescents grown handsome. Dark hair, spit bug green eyes, an ache in wrist and eye teeth. No axe swinging can slake. Sowing a taste for leaving, the whistling hiss of his scythe severing his father's sparse crop turns him inside out, a pocket that aches to be filled. Calico and honey sell slow on the frontier. 16th harvest skin, not his own, but a waltz partner jerking him roughly across the boards. Father and older brothers turn their minds to a new trade. Cash bounties, backroom scalps, wolves, and panthers. After November's auction of the indentured poor, Crescent signs papers with a surveyor up the National Road. on the river ride home. He fixes his eyes high. Palisades of bird's eye limestone stacked like dusty bolts of hazelnut homespun on a shelf. He walks off, wearing new boots for the first time in his life, shocked at their chafing straightness. Strange to bend a hard thing with his body's will and not the other way around. They wear his flesh to blood and pus before he's crossed into Ohio just the same. Chains and links, I do desire, Chillicothe, Piqua, Lima, that you remain, Shawnee, Lawrence, Olathe, Wyandotte, Tecumseh, on the other side, Junction City, Fort Leavenworth, Lenexa of the river. Species shame goes to earth at the Piedmont. 1844's flooding of the Kaw, long rains chased by dry and hot weather, coupled with the smallpox, cholera, and typhus trailed by settlers. Buckskins, bucks becoming frontier currency. At the fall line where ships unload and lighten, fever, chills, bloody flux, let the record state in that year that there was not a single well person in that nation. The coming men, this harvest punctuation, slender metal posts buried deep and braced with wood frames. Washington's winter dreams are laid down intercontinentally. Rigs and parallel lines of railroad tracks, gloaming verges, fresh ligatures of telegraph wires unspooling. Opposition, soft fall of pale stone fruit blossoms unfurling loosely on the land. They dig out the granite corner markers capped in numbered brass. Blaze random marks in the haggard stands of trees through the berry months, unearth the lot stakes, only to find them clean stab and bristling with new beads of morning dew the following week. Public auction and preemption scatters 2 million Delaware and Shawnee acres. The frontier's jittering threshold shuttles along the map skin. Squatters take the orchard land. 1856 brings forth a winter so bitterly cold, deerskins hanging in the trees freeze hard. All signs for an auspicious planting failing in cold, dry weather and marshy prairie. Lazarus holds his fistful of broken nails and obliterated government corner markers in one hand, a troublemaker's allotment in the other. His daughter wears new brass earrings, etched numbers bracketing her face, the only velvet warmth to be found in the territory is in the crook of a horse's mouth at the bottom of the bit. Compromised. As with nations, so too, within the individual body, the concept of lines and borders is fraught. American history once established a mathematical line that arbitrarily freed or enslaved the human body as it crossed it. When I write the numbers of the Missouri Compromise, I can't question the atrocities that a nation capable of such thinking could commit, but I wonder what form of cruelty it could possibly consider excessive. American history compels me to imagine my own body quartered. I see the paper that measures the quantum of my Shawnee blood. I become troubled and wonder, what nation is it that claims my hand as I impose these words on the paper? Mississippi panorama. Grunts of the crew chortling upriver soften through a sandbar. Sparse lights clot thicker in the Southway flow, where a floating greenhouse of exotic plants slips between sleeper trees and billows a sleek hum of chartreuse rot. Crescent Survey pauses at a bonfire rendezvous nestled inside of a horseshoe bend south of 36 degrees, 35 minutes, 16 seconds north, 89 degrees, 32 minutes, 9 seconds west. They drink a newspaper man's proffered anisette and listen to his lament for copy. His panorama painter nods at an assistant to unload slender glass flasks of linseed oil. These strangers start wary, spooked by rumors of Yellow Jack moving down their riverbank, but the drinks soothe their reserve, loquacious and loose. One man allows that you can buy inoculations off the Indian agents on the other side of the river that buffer the disease, though he doesn't trust such things and wouldn't truly credit the rumor enough to merit the crossing. The newspaper man confesses to all who will listen that he's bent on fabricating a story of gruesome atrocity, a thicket of corpses in the west to sell to the eastern papers. The next morning, they move to the marrow searing flask of rye. The painter stretches his canvas on a knoll. Soul drivers unlash their flatboats from the floating cities, shrugging their vigilance as they round the Kentucky Bend into the heel of Missouri. They step to land, anxious to trade for gulps of honey brandy to chase off the milksick fly. They bring a girl. By the flat blue hour, the painter is dead drunk, raving at them to drag her out of his sightline. He flicks paint across cinnamon roots as he lurches, digs a filthy fingernail in frustration across the bottom of the wet canvas. As Crescent pulls her away, a thicket of straw stuffed behind her head scatters into a quicksilver corona. He misjudges her lightness, grip slithering around her ankle. Her heel is calloused, but each toe still holds a child's plump curves and neat nails, smooth and tidy as walleye scales. Her clothes are stained, they smell like metal. Rusty plumes of bog tannin leach into the river in patches all around them. A preacher tree bobs up and down in the water, baptized in loose silt of Mississippi relish. The Immaculate Grid. From the Red River northward to 36 degrees by 30 and thence westward. Stick, then stuck. What feature trapped the surveyor's greeting call? Bars, basins, falls, flats, gaps, guts, ranges, rapids, springs, swamps, summits. Intersection of the Indian meridian and the Indian baseline. Arrowheads articulated by size and point count slick coup on museum walls. The word for the pin that held the surveyor's chain in place was arrow. Parting call. A timber scribe is a small, sharp gouge designed for blazing trees. This tool, trim enough to fit in a pocket, was once the first and most essential component of any surveyor's gear. Stick is an anachronism, the traditional bellow of the surveyor as the blaze is carved into the sight trunk and the first chain is placed. Stick. Seven marks are carved into my torso and abdomen. I meander into the territory of illness and must learn to make its land my own. My body's sovereignty evaporates. The myth of the American landmass as virgin soil is pervasive. I don't see my former self as pure, but something integral is stripped from me just the same as I disaggregate into the numbers of disease. I am no longer a mystery. No dark stand of timber is left in me. The exact equations of my survival are tallied hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, mathematically. I have one ancestor who surveyed in the American South just after the period of removal. I have another, Shawnee, a voice from Indian Territory. I don't like those lines running so close to what's mine. Stuck. The response to the surveyor's call and the confirmation of the act of measurement. Thank you.